Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have dispatched part of the InfoWars team to go see if they can be part of this press conference with Geithner. They don't list the time. It says this afternoon, up to the site of the kamikaze attack. Big developments on that front will be breaking down coming up in the next segment. How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts' new book. Get it at Amazon.com or CounterPunch.com. Okay, going back in the 4.5 minutes we have left with you, sir, finishing up with the attack on the euro. But I think it's just the big banks attacking different sectors and playing them off so all don't sink at once so they can sit on top of the rubble pile briefly. And then America's now a police state. Why do you say that?
Well, because we now have both characteristics of a police state. American citizens no longer have any civil liberties. American citizens, not just so-called enemy combatants, non-citizens, or terrorists, but American citizens are now being held without habeas corpus rights, without due process. One of them is this fellow Hashmi that they have in the United States in indefinite detention, that they're going to put on trial for not for any act of terrorism or planning terrorism, but for speeches he gave as a student activist at Brooklyn College, in which he virulently denounced the United States. In other words, they're going to put him on trial for using his First Amendment rights. And in the meantime, they've denied all his other rights, and he is a citizen. Now, that's one definition of a police state. The next thing that has happened, as you know, and you've probably covered it widely, Dennis Blair, the head of national intelligence, announced that the United States government now has a list of Americans that it's going to murder abroad. Now, here is the head of national intelligence saying, we're going to kill American citizens. We're not going to arrest them, put them on trial, get a conviction, and if it's a conviction for a capital crime, execute them. We're just going to shoot them down. Well, this is this completes the police state. First, you take away everybody's rights to defend themselves, and then you make defense irrelevant because you just shoot them down and don't even bother to arrest them and put them on trial. So what, and a lot of Americans say, Alex, you've heard this, I'm sure. Oh, it's not going to be me. I'm not doing anything wrong. They're not going to bother me.
Well, we know they're using the Patriot Act per state thousands of times a year for marijuana and expanding. There's now confirmed cases with a sneak and peek where they go to librarians, an 85-year-old woman in one case, and said, you can't tell anyone about this illegal fake search warrant. She gave it to her 76-year-old assistant, and they arrested them both and charged them as terrorists.
Right. Look, people who say, oh, it won't happen to me, I'm not doing anything wrong, they should remember that the Nazi concentration camps and Stalin's gulag were full of millions of people who hadn't done anything wrong. That's the whole point. If you have a police state, no one ever knows whether you did anything wrong or not, because there's never any evidence, there's never any trial, there's never any conviction. There's just arbitrary, unaccountable power to pick up people, whoever it might happen to be. And so that is what we are faced with. We now have American citizens. Remember now when they brought in all of this Patriot Act and indefinite detention, it was only for Muslim terrorists. And now we have Americans who aren't even being charged with terrorism, being charged for extreme language.
And we have judges around the country caught on record taking innocent school children and putting them in prisons for secret kickbacks. There's no doubt this is the gulag economy. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending so much time with us. Folks, get the new book, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll talk to you again, sir, and always read your columns several days a week. God bless you, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back to break down a ton of news. Stay with us.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Late getting back into the studio. We've discovered the time of the press conference. In fact, Sinrob doing here. It's at 3:30 down at the attacked Echelon building. Be polite, be nice, but we need Austin media, Austin bloggers, everybody to just go be part of the press conference and ask polite questions of Geithner, like why previously the Treasury wouldn't hire anybody that had the mildest tax problems, why he doesn't pay his taxes, why they're blocking the Bloomberg suit for $27 trillion, where that money, well, the suit's for 23.7. That's a six-month-old number. It's over $28 trillion now. There's a lot of other questions that Tim Geithner can be asked. Like, I want to give the guys this article, Secret Summit of Top Bankers. And, of course, he won't really answer any of this. It's for the media. And Congress has asked you where the trillions went. What gives the Treasury authority to keep that secret? And what do you think of the bill to audit the Fed? Secret summit of top bankers. News of Australia, including U.S. officials meeting secret. Say, what happened in that meeting 2 weeks ago? What are you doing meeting secretly? Okay, Rob, do get down there by the mic for me real quick. It just says 3:30. Does it say where it is?
They said it's going to be at the crash site. So it's somewhere around there. I imagine when we get there, we'll just, you know, walk around and ask somebody. So we're going to leave in about 20 minutes. We should be ready to go.
All right, good. And everybody else should go to this media.
Okay.
And should you know, be polite, be nice. But it's your First Amendment right. You know, we're on.
We pay his salary.
That's right. We're on 1330 AM. We're on 590 AM. One of the micros, 90.1 carries what we're doing. We're you know, I'm the cover story in Newsweek. And I because if they try to stop any reporters talking to him, we're going to probably have to sue him. Mm-hmm. Just like they got sued over not letting people protest out front the governor's mansion. This is our right to do it, to go ask these questions of this person. And, of course, he's notice I have an article today how the White House is now doing less press conferences than Bush. And Geithner is nowhere. He's going there to act like a victim.
Of course.
And so it's important to go and ask these serious questions. So you guys go ahead and saddle up and get out of here. All right. God bless you.
Cool.
Take care, buddy. And anybody can find the address if they want. Pull up the Echelon building address for me, boys. Thank you. Oh, and then, of course, if something big happens, I'll come back live on air today. Just look at the Infowars.com streams. Won't be on the AM and FM till 11 a.m. back tomorrow. But we'll continue to track this as it develops. Research Boulevard, which is 183. It's right off 183, pretty close to MoPac. You cannot miss it. And, again, all you citizens out there that have your own media platforms, get out there. Ask them questions. It'll be, surely be a media circus, but the more media we have there, better chance we have of asking an important question of this creature. Every time he gets up before Congress, they say, where's the money? Why won't you tell us? It's illegal. And we're moving quickly to audit the Fed. It's passed the House. Very, very exciting things happening on this front. Now, I've got Bill Gates calls for population reduction. I've got new polls on Americans matter than they've ever been. I've got a lot of other really, really important stories here that we're going to be going over. But right now, I want to get into Joe Stack. Before I get into USA Today interviewing Glenn Beck, Glenn Beck says he believes in global warming and thinks we should all accept all the taxes because it's a good thing. So, again, he's always putting out multiple different messages depending on the audience he's talking to. The true mark of a politician, not a patriot of old Benedict, Benedict Beck. I almost got it wrong there. Benedict Arnold, Glenn Beck. Okay. Let's go through these latest developments with the kamikaze attack in Austin last Thursday, now 5 days ago. You have Joe Stack, this pilot, software developer, musician, who Rob Dew actually knew. He'd filled in with some of their bands. He played for Joe Ely and a lot of other big bands. He reportedly burns down his house, goes and gets in an airplane, flies into the IRS/FBI building. Within 3 hours of it happening, and I predicted this 2 hours before it happened, at 11 a.m., then about an hour and a half later, the media said, yes, it's the Tea Parties. They came out and said, it's the Tea Party movement. They did it. And I said, I don't know if this is an inside job. Could have been a disgruntled, angry person. I think a lot of people are wrongly hailing this violent act because this is not the road we want to go down. You know, just offensively, randomly targeting government people. We need to bring them to justice through the courts. We demand justice. We demand due process. We're against John Yoo and others saying the government can just kill whoever they want without a judge or jury because they think they're guilty. It's the same thing with this IRS auditor that got killed and the 13 people that got wounded. This is a very dangerous road to be going down. Armed revolution. You think the country's in trouble now? The globalists are set up and want this to happen. It doesn't mean the police and military won't get chewed up in the process. They've had NLE09, all these FEMA drills with foreign troops. They want to chew up our police and military, then bring in the foreign assets. And the public's being conditioned for that. It's really happening. They want to shut down the web during a crisis. They want to bring this grid into place. I don't know if this is an inside job. And because the media at first didn't, they hyped it the first day, but the second day kind of shut down a lot of media coverage. I said, maybe it isn't staged, because when it's staged, they hype it with a big production like the underwear bomber that's now been proven to be completely staged. FBI got him on, protected him. That's now admitted. They lied about it at first. Ordered him let on the plane without ID through the State Department. FBI, CIA did. But now the hype is building up, and they've got all these articles in the London Guardian and the Statesman and New York Daily News, countless ones. I mean, I can't even keep track of them. I don't even read articles that are about me anymore, other than to see it says, you know, the Tea Party people love it. Alex Jones likes it. You know, I mean, just very deceptive stuff here. Clearly that is defamation. But they're even blaming Scott Brown in the news, saying he likes it. Just totally made up with no evidence. I mean, this is actionable legal basis here, but I'm not going to probably do anything about it because I'm too busy fighting the globalist. A suit would take up all our time. The point is we're going to counter them because the media is already discredited. Now, Joe Stack's family doubt suicide note was written by him, the AP reported. According to an article from the Associated Press, the Austin, Texas suicide pilot's note was not written by him. The note was suspiciously found on his website almost immediately after the attack. Does not match his character. It sounds like it's from someone other person. Samantha Dawn Bell, Stack's daughter from his first marriage, told the Associated Press in an interview from her home in Norway. But now she said if he did do it, that he's a hero. It's not him, she went on to say. The letter itself sounds like it's coming from a different person. It didn't sound like it came from him, she told the Associated Press. This information makes the possibility of this being a false flag operation even more evident. Rob Dew from InfoWars.com also commented that this act did not fit his character. Rob Dew knew him. As this story develops, it is clear that even if it was a sincere act, it will be used to demonize the Patriot and Tea Party movements. This is from Revolution Radio website breaking down the AP. Now here's KXAN NBC. Stack was calm before suicide attack. Noting that the pilot Joe Stack's final exchange with a controller tower at Georgetown Municipal Airport would have indicated anything was out of the ordinary on Thursday morning. According to recording, Stack's Piper N28 Dakota, we're going to play that coming up, was cleared for takeoff at 9:45 a.m. Have a nice day, were Stack's final calm words. Minutes later, Stack allegedly slammed his plane into the Echelon 1 building in Northwest where the Internal Revenue Service housed its complaint resolution office. Two people died. The bodies have yet to be identified, although it was suspected that one is Stack and the other a missing worker, and they have now confirmed that. Another KXAN interviewed witnesses, one we interviewed several as well here on air, who said there were already emergency workers out there before the attack and that the FBI, by the time they heard the explosion, looked out, and they were also out there within seconds with video cameras. Now, that's now been confirmed, but here's the media spin. Here's the Austin American Statesman. The Austin American Statesman from Sunday, February 21st. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of this, please. Lucky coincidence may have saved lives. Travis County fire crews were training near plane crash site. On Thursday morning, just minutes before a single-engine plane would plunge into the Echelon 1 building, the Travis County Hazardous Materials teams gathered in the parking lot of Dave & Buster's at the intersection of 183 and Mopac Boulevard, Loop 1. It was the first time the team, made up of firefighters from Lake Travis, Pflugerville, Westlake, Oak Hill, and other fire departments, had decided to hold its monthly training exercise there. Yeah, they were having training exercises that whole week. Someone had heard that a big empty lot was available, and it was central location for team members coming from four corners of Travis County. Boy, they were just all there. The parking lot just happened to be across the highway from the Echelon 1 building. Fire officials say the presence of the Travis County crews is particularly vital because several Austin firefighters and engines in the area were already battling a blaze at the home of Andrew Joseph Stack III, accused of being the pilot. It was a huge coincidence. Now, we're not saying the firefighters were involved, but clearly they could pre-deploy them just saying, oh, go have your drill out here. It's like they had drills of an attack on 7-7, drills of an attack on the exact buildings, the exact time on 9-11. And one of the Homeland Security, at the time it was FEMA subdirectors, Kennedy, was on record on ABC News saying, we deployed on 9-11 the night before for a terror attack drill, and then Giuliani admitted that in several interviews and then later backed off of it, and later it was confirmed Tripod 2 was being carried out. Equally lucky was the fact that Travis County firefighters had brought their fire engines. Typically, the team doesn't use fire engines, but Lake Travis Fire and Rescue had just received some new trucks. Wanted to show them off to the other department, said Lake Travis Lieutenant Ben Sanders. By the grace of God, we had this apparatus with us, he said. And then there's another coincidence we'll cover when we come back straight ahead. Was it a false flag?
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to open the phones up. interspersed with other key news in the next half hour and the full hour after that. We're going to open the phones up on my end, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're also going to open the Genesis phone lines in Minnesota, 1-800-259-9231. On any of the subjects we've covered today, on any subject you wish to raise, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think of Glenn Beck and USA Today saying global warming's real, we need to pay taxes? What do you think about the secret meetings with these big banks? And I'm going to play this next hour, Gordon Brown calling for a new world order and a global government set up based on a constitution that the banks run. What do you think about the UN admitting that sea levels are not rising and they lied about that? What do you think about Bill Gates calling for global population reduction? We're going to be discussing it all. What do you think about the Joe Stack situation? We're now 4 or 5 days into this. You've had a chance to look at it. It's starting to lean back towards inside job. Who knows, though? Time will tell. 1-800-259-9231 or 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. But I'm going to give each caller 1 minute because I want to get everybody on the air here, ladies and gentlemen. But again, lucky coincidence may have saved lives. His family says it's not his suicide letter, that he was acting completely normal before this happened. They had the fire engines, medical workers, FBI running around the parking lot right before it happened. It's incredible to have all of this going on. Now, again, I'll give you that number, 1-800-259-9231. One of the other reports we're going to be getting to, back from the dead, Dems vow to Rahm, meaning Rahm Emanuel, through health care. Obama to spell out his new health care plan, even worse than the previous plan. Absolutely incredible. Bill O'Reilly supports gun confiscation during weather emergencies. These are the types of news stories I have. And then we have our top story from today that Drudge linked up on the Drudge Report on the right-hand side. Update, Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. This is confirmed. We're now confirming other banks. This is a federal-wide order, Citibank says. We have a direct link to their website where they admit it. I want to read back over this, then go to break and come back with your calls. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. A new advisory being sent out by America's third largest bank to its account holders has stoked fears that major financial institutions could be preparing for old-fashioned bank runs if the economy takes a turn for the worse. Originally reported by John Carney over at the Business Insider website, Citigroup is sending the following information to its consumers along with their bank statements. Effective April 1st, 2010, we reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. While we do not currently exercise this right, and have not exercised it in the past, we are required by law to notify you of this change. Now, some people try to claim it's an April Fool's. It's not. We have the Citibank website link next, I thought, to go actually get it. And it's word for word the same, but saying January 1st. That's when they told their bank regulators this was the new policy. Took them a few months to get it in place. And now they've put it out on their website. And it's okay. So here it is. Almost identical advisory to the one being sent out can be read on the page 22 of Citibank's client manual effective January 1st, 2010, or a month and 22 days ago, which can be read here from Citibank's own website. Quote, this is confirmed. We reserve the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking, savings, and money market accounts. We currently do not exercise this right and have not exercised it in the past, states the manual. It is real. And this is to all banks, folks, not just Citibank. According to the Future of Capitalism blog, Citigroup originally claimed that the warning was only sent nationwide as a result of a mistake, but that the measures do not account for only Texas holders. However, in the statement, Citigroup confirmed that they had reserved the right to impose the new 7-day rule on all account holders nationwide, but claimed they had no plans to enforce it. The bank stated they had been forced to enact the new policy as a result of federal regulations. Are they gearing up for bank runs or dollar devaluation? To close it for a week.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Well, I just talked to the guys. They're now down there waiting for the press conference of Geithner coming up in 2 hours. Getting there early to make sure they get a good spot. They're down there. That's good. Geithner and Austin give a press conference. So I think media ought to all go out there and ask him about what's going on so he can't just pose as a victim in front of a shattered building. Notice this guy will not give press conferences. But now he's coming down here to play the part of a victim when he didn't even pay his taxes. So that is coming up. And if the guy's running into any trouble, we'll report it live here on air for you. They've got our studio number on speed dial, but they're now there, not running into any problems. Their First Amendment is not being violated. That's certainly good news. Don't want to have to file a lawsuit over this. Before we go to Joe, Lexi, Eric, Julie, Charles, Sean, Don, Herman, Captain Briggs, Alex, and others, got two different phone systems, our phone system and the Genesis phone system. Before I start blitzing to your calls and then covering a bunch of other news in the next hour, I want to play this speech by Gordon Brown that mirrors the Herman Von Rumpy speech calling for global government. Coming up, this is a new speech in the next hour. It's only a four-minute speech. We'll take about 10 to start it and stop it and break it down. So you definitely stay with us for that. Very important for those of you that have family, friends, employees, bosses that are still in denial about the fact that world government's being set up right now. I want to thank some of the sponsors first, though, before we go any further. First off, I want to thank My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com, request their free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Also, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. One of our best and oldest sponsors is eFoods Direct. It's the longest continually operating portable foods company in the nation. It's high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, all grown here in the U.S. except for the bananas. And they've got ready-to-eat meals. It's just the biggest index of recently, and we're talking the last month, produced food, not 10-year-old crud. They also happen to be true patriots who supported the freedom movement for years and have the best prices. That's eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own food, your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, let's go first to Captain Briggs calling from Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just want to say kudos to Chairman Craig for running the InfoWars booth for you.
You're the fella I met you down at the gun show this weekend.
Sir, there's only one good-looking guy there besides you, but I was wearing a cowboy hat and a kilt. We'll get you in a kilt later, I'm sure.
Okay. Don't start talking like Glenn Beck about French kissing Rick Perry.
Well, it takes a real man to wear a kilt.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I wanted to say good job on the gun show. Thank you for showing up. That was an absolute treat. I did get the Deborah Medina placards up on the roof on the chimney. I got my Liberty stickers. Thank you, Rick McGinnis and Katie Brewer, for facilitating that. That goes on the Bubba truck. My weapons of choice are the DVDs that I get from your site and bumper stickers like the ones we get from Liberty stickers, spreading the word. On the way back to Colleen from Austin, I did stop by and see the crash site there. I'm with you. We need some answers. We need to have an
investigation. Well, I mean, another issue we haven't really covered is all these other small planes crash into even glass buildings, and the damage isn't one-tenth. I've never seen somebody did supposedly load it up with extra gasoline.
Thank you, and that's what I'm talking about. We need some answers there. It reminded me of some of the buildings that I saw in Kuwait City from Desert Storm, or some buildings there in Iraq in 2003 when I was there. There's something else going on there, brother. You're right. We need to get all the answers before we demonize that guy and victimize little Timmy Geithner and all those other crooks up there running around Washington D.C.
Well, he won't show his head in public, but he's going to show up in front of the shattered building and have a stupid press conference. I appreciate your call, Captain Briggs. Moving quickly, let's take a call off the Genesis phone system. Charles in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
I want to comment on that Texas thing that happened in Austin. You know, of all the places for this to happen, make a long story quick, it had to happen in your hometown. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You probably don't remember. I called you about a year ago, and as soon as I got through talking to you, a woman called in behind me complaining that she had to wait like 9 hours to get on your show.
Yes, well, you're here, sir.
I want to make one more thing very quickly. Can I make an announcement, please?
Go ahead.
All right. To all the listeners in Arkansas, my name is Charles Neely. I used to be known as JL7, a.k.a. G-E-L-L, the number 7. I was formerly homeless, Alex, and I used to document my plight of homelessness by putting up videos on YouTube of what's going on in Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, 2 years ago, I was on the street. Now I'm off the street with the help of a loving Christian family, and now I'm running for Vic Snyder as Congressman Vic Snyder's seat in the 2nd Congressional District here in Little Rock.
Well, that's good.
I have taken this step because, Alex, somebody had to do something. And right now, the Democrats and the Republicans are both trying to push their little groom for office people like Tracy Steele of the Martin Luther King Civil Rights Commission and former United States Attorney Tim Griffin. Here I am, just formerly a homeless guy. I'm running for office as an independent because...
Well, Charles, how are you listening to us in Arkansas?
On the Internet.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Ted Anderson got us on the 50,000 water in Arkansas, and I haven't seen it on our affiliate list. Maybe we should... John, go ask Ted the affiliate numbers and frequency of that station in Arkansas. Covers the entire state. Yeah, call him and ask. Because, tell you, that affiliate list has got like half the stations on it, and most of them are wrong. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I've been listening to you for 4 weeks, and I've been wanting to compliment you. I've been I'm 49 years old. I'm a resident of Wyoming. I've got Lyme disease, and I'm battling it here in Arizona. I've been informed since I was 16 years old. In fact, I worked for Governor Reagan and President-elect Reagan at the Republican National Convention in Detroit in 1980, and I have an incident I just wanted to share with some of your listeners because it's something that happened to me, and I remarked to people everywhere.
Is that the famous incident where they came in and said, we don't care if you're the guy that's going to get elected, you won't be if you don't put George H.W. Bush on the ticket? Because that was seen by hundreds of people and reported by the press.
Absolutely. I was around that. I was the individual that actually, after the pressure was put on Reagan, if you remember, they had some clips here recently on television because Cronkite had died last year, and that famous shot of Cronkite with Jerry Ford up in the booth at the Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, and I was standing underneath it at the time, and all the rumors that were floating around of this phony Reagan-Ford presidency. We were true conservatives there, and if you may recall, the true conservatives were behind Phil Crane at the time. They wanted Reagan to pick Phil Crane from Illinois. It would have been a 1-2 punch for conservatism. But the Eastern establishment wanted to, they were so, and the press, the Eastern establishment, the bankers and the press were so upset that Reagan was going to win that convention that they put incredible pressure on him to pick George Bush Sr. as his running mate. And,
by the way, I was talking to Dr. Paul Greg Roberts off air, which every time we sent a team to interview him in Florida, too, but talking about Bush going after Reagan once he was in office. But real fast, Sean, finish up.
Yeah. I was the person who they entrusted to the following day. Reagan made an announcement. He broke with tradition. He came out on the floor of the convention on that Wednesday night and said, I have to dispel all these rumors. I have asked George Bush to be my vice president, and he has accepted. The next day, which was Thursday morning, they sent me. I went from the top of the Renaissance Center in Detroit with a top-secret file, basically, pertaining to a press release, and I took it over to the Bush camp, to the Bush boys. W may have been there at the time. I can't remember, but there were the three boys up in the Pontchartrain Hotel. It listed Bush's complete history with Zephyr Oil in Texas and so forth. And I looked at it. I wasn't supposed to, but I looked at it because I was informed of the Trilateral Commission at the time and so forth. I was only 19.
Yeah, that actually came out in Florida papers that Reagan had been criticizing Bush for being a New World Order person.
Well, absolutely. And we were all shocked, but I just want to let people know that this thing is real. You're a great patriot. I listen to you all the time. You're dead on. This is, you know, I could go on and on. I see things, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. Glenn Beck is their new George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, absolutely. I want to tell you another thing. I'm very politically astute. If I had not gotten sick, I probably would have run for Congress out of Wyoming a couple years ago. I'm trying to get well so I can run as an independent Republican in 2012. You know, you had my old friend Red Beckman on there. He introduced me to the constitutional and the common law movement in 1983 in Montana. We were Ron Paul supporters, my friend, in Montana in 1985.
No, I understand. You know, Sean, you're awesome. You're awesome. God love you. Take care. That's the type of great people that are out there. Let's go back to our phone system here in Austin. Joe in Ohio, you're on the air.
What's up, Info Warriors? Alex, thank you very much. The Verbal Militia on Justin.tv loves you. I want to ask you, as this bank withholding news starts to spread, I mean, it looks like we could be on the verge of a run. If there is a run, I have two questions. Number one, what do you think it would look like in modern times? We haven't seen a run in a long
time.
Well,
I mean, we've talked to all these financial... Go ahead.
Number two, what do we do? What are things that people that have it, that still hold money in banks, what are things that they can do to prepare for something like that?
Okay, I appreciate your call. Let me try to respond to this. For those that don't know, it's the top story on PrisonPlanet.com. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. It's confirmed from the Citibank website. No one thought to actually go get it. We did. We linked to it. It's real. It's real. Drudge Report's got it linked up there right now. Now, notice it's a 7-day. That's exactly what Bob Chapman and Ron Paul and so many others that we trust have said will happen. They won't close the banks because they don't have the money to give you. The Federal Reserve can print whatever it wants, though there's about 1% now actual physical money for all the fiat money the banks have created for themselves. They just created out of nothing. It's digital. Then they loan it to you at high interest. The reason they, under this federal regulation, want a 7-day, and it's now in, is what they do is they close the bank for a week, say you can't get it out, because there will be a run to get that money out before they come out and say, okay, we've got a new currency, it'll still be dollars, but new serial numbers, that will have a lower value, or they can devalue it across the board. But generally, they'll close the bank, so there's not a big run and a freak out, because then they will have trouble getting the physical money out. And then you just write a check to the Federal Reserve, and you get a money in 6 weeks. That's happened before. The issue is, it's done while they devalue the currency. And they're openly talking about devaluing the currency, and they had this secret meeting 2 weeks ago in Australia where they were setting all this up. Now, we don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what's going on there. And clearly, they're announcing that they can take your pension funds, and the government can nationalize them, tax them, and give you part of it back. They're announcing that several months ago that now your money market isn't insured, that they can just keep it. That's bigger than this. And they're now announcing everywhere 7 days. And some banks are now implementing it. Wells Fargo's implementing it. There's somebody right here in my office. So had an account there for 12 years, went in to put their paycheck in. They wanted, $600 of the check out, to pay for stuff. And they said, no, you'll wait 7 days. But this isn't waiting 7 days on your own check. This is waiting 7 days on money you've already got in. And they're getting the embassies ready for all this. Does that mean it's going to happen? I don't know. But this is big news, obviously. Citigroup says Fed's ordered 7-day restriction on bank withdrawals. PrisonPlanet.com if you want to read the whole thing. You were asking how to protect your money, sir. I have 18 employees and 4 contractors. So we got 22 employees. Or is it 23? I guess counting myself and my wife, it's 25. I'm an employee of my own corporation for liability issues and to keep everything straight. The point is, of the 25 employees, 20 employees and 4 contractors. There you go. Trying to do the math here. we have to keep quite a bit of money in the bank, just constant bills. I mean, just huge bills. I have to continue to hustle just to get money in to pay all these massive bills, to run the website, the building, the power, the taxes, paychecks, the vendor checks, buying the DVDs, the books, you got to buy them in bulk. And so most of the money I have is just sitting in banks. People say, well, you should get it out. I don't have time to be running around with safety deposit boxes of cash and getting money orders to mail them out for business. We've got to be able to do this rapidly. I do have some gold and silver scattered around here and there, but not that much. We're going to be okay because even if we go into a depression, we have a big enough audience to where if I ever have to come to you and say the IRS has locked up our bank accounts or they've locked them all up, as you know, if it comes to that, people better get me some wired money or some money orders or some gold and silver right now. But I haven't done that because we don't need it. And I've tried to be a good steward. I've got 6 months of capital to run this office, which is, to me, it's a lot of money, but it's really nothing. If all the money stopped coming in, I could operate for 6 months. And that's better than most people that are fighting the New World Order. Most people are by a shoestring. But, you know, back when I was in a one-room apartment, I was saving about half the money I had and just slowly building savings. And then we reinvested in equipment, cameras, computers, more personnel. So I've always been a pretty good steward of what we do because it's a mission here. But, you know, what should you do? Everybody should have water, firearms, gold and silver, food, good neighbors, friends, people that you can help each other, pledge to help each other in times of need, mutual, you know, pledge of support. Good friends and families better is worth more than all the gold in the hills. Okay. Lexi, Eric, Julie, Herman, Alex, Jerry, Mark, Bill, others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That station in Arkansas, KLRGAM 880, 50,000 watts during the day. 50,000 watts, and we're on it right now live. Been on it a few months. And we've got so many new affiliates out there. It's KLRGAM880. It's Sheridan, Arkansas, Praise 1150. Covers the entire state and then some. There it is for you. And it goes into Tennessee. It goes into Oklahoma and other surrounding states. Covers all of the state and then part of the surrounding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. Barely touches Texarkana. You'd think Genesis would have that on an affiliate list. They have like a 5-year-old affiliate list. But whatever. I'd rather be underestimated. Great folks there. Want to say hi to them. Okay, let's, as I promise, continue with your phone calls. Lexi in Washington. You're on the air. Lexi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I had a question regarding a webpage that I've been visiting and reading up about. It's called Planetary Skin, and it's a NASA and Cisco project for global surveillance. And I've sort of been reading over it the past few days and asking family members and people I know, like, what they think about it. And
yeah, say
I'm
the name
sure
again. I've actually seen that. Yeah, it's part of their total surveillance grid. Punch that up for folks.
Yeah, Planetary Skin. And the first thing I saw was the video. And on their website, their video is available on their resources tab.
And tell folks about it.
Well, they're it's kind of confusing because they have so many partners that there's lots of offshoots of this program.
Yeah, Cisco lays down most of the actual grid that the Internet's on.
Right. And then there's other aspects, like they're partners with this thing called MIT. Well, everybody knows MIT, but it's like a, basically MIT has aspects called like
it's Internet too.
Home connector, and they have something called bus connector, and there's videos on their website where it's very futuristic. Like, these things haven't actually come to unfold, but they're
Your refrigerator, your thermostat, everything's remote controlled by the government.
Right, and there's a creepy part in one of their videos where at one point they're saying, no, these are just drones, and they're going to measure your carbon output, and then you're going to have a global tax related to this.
That's right. They've already launched the drones. Drone surveillance, your thermostat watching.
Mm-hmm. Drones seem less personal, but then on parts of their videos, they're showing some lady in her living room standing in front of, like, a teleprompter, like, and she's not touching it with a mouse or anything. There's, like, a scanner on top of it, and she's just waving her hands and communicating with some type of monitor.
Yeah, it's total control.
That's total control. And then they're saying how convenient it will be because it's going to help you plan trips to work, and they're even putting these things on bicycles and saying you can, you know, connect and find the quickest route.
And what the RFID does in soup cans and razors and tires and clothes is it will attach a barcode that's scannable and will be read by the cell towers. This is on record 10 years ago, where they can search real items in the real world and track where everything's at. They can use here it is. Here's Newsweek. The snitch in your pocket. How your cell phone's listening to you, tracking everything you do without a warrant. Thanks for pointing it out to us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.